Reflector 9009. Link active. 7 Whiskey Tango Mike Mobile Monitoring.
Seven Whiskey Tango Mike V7LGD. Good morning.
Hey, 7LGT, how are you, Larry?
Not too bad. Just sitting out at work, having a coffee, waiting to go into work. I do have next Sunday off, so that's kind of nice. I can go to the flea market.
Oh, nice. Days off, man. Those would be great.
Well, I sort of got myself talked into working. I thought my general manager is booking me for 5 days, full days, and I was working 2 half days and 2 full days. And now, I think she's going to try to push back. And now every time she puts me in, she puts me in for 5 full days, and I talk to my other boss, and he cuts it back to 4. So, I don't know. Sometimes I think no matter what I do, I can't get myself out of this place. I even try to get myself fired, but it doesn't work.
I hear that. Well, hey, as long as you're valuable. I like the boss that wants the 4-day shift. I prefer that one.
See, what I was is after I turned 65 and started collecting OAP, I told them that I was only going to be working 3 days a week. And the one boss, the top there, she turned 4 days a week into 2 half days and 2 full days. And then we've got a store report coming up, so at the end of the month. So my other boss gave me, said, can you give me more hours? I said, okay, well, I'll give you 4 full days for now until the end of the month. And the other one keeps trying to push to 5 full days, and who knows? They're probably going to try to make me work full-time now in the summer. But the job I'm doing is a lot of manual heavy lifting, everything from bouncing around on a forklift in the parking lot to, which isn't bad. I don't mind that on days like this, moving pallets of soil around. That's cool. But driving the truck, I don't mind. I don't mind dealing with people. It's just all this moving heavy stuff and just...
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I got a bunch of landscaping to do today, so figured I'd get at it early.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sitting in our parking lot here looking at a lot of landscaping supplies, you know, like bark mulch and stuff like that. I'll probably be out there on the forklift again today, clean it up.
Well, fortunately, I talked this guy out of he wanted to put fake grass in his front lawn. So once I gave him the price tag, he said, no, let's just clean up and make this look nice.
Yeah, the fake grass, it's easy to take care of, but it doesn't really look all that great.
Well, it doesn't look great, and it also, it's hard to get stuff off of it, like pine needles and stuff like that. You got to basically pick them off one by one.
You don't mow your lawn, you vacuum it.
I guess there's that option, yeah.
See, I think they got to make it a little more realistic, though. You know, if dogs pee on it, make it turn yellow. Have some artificial dandelions coming up every once in a while.
Looking like a crack.
Yeah, today it'll be... the 4th of May, or the 3rd of May, which is the flea market. That'll be, I always like the Pitt Meadows flea market there. It's just, I've made all of them, I think I've made my rounds to all of them if I've got days off, but I always book the day off for the Pitt Meadows one.
I'll make that one. I missed the last couple. I can't remember what I was doing. I think probably working, but yeah, I'll be at Maple Ridge there for sure.
Walk away with the door price.
Yeah, that'd be all right. I think Charlie Quebec Delta walked away with a good one last year, if I remember.
I'm not sure what the prices are. I haven't looked, but what are the prices? Do you know what they are?
I have no idea. I don't. I bought a ticket last. Was I there? Oh, I was down in the parking lot, I guess, when they called it last year. But yeah, I don't know what they've got.
Just looking here to see what Sunday, May 3rd. See if they've got what the prizes are. Prizes. Oh, ICOM 3500 transceiver. That's the raffle prize. Your prize, ICOM ICT10. Thinking that sounds like a handheld. Yeah. And a Denitone UV11 Plus DMR handheld transceiver. Oh, so they got some. They got three big ones up there, and then they got always have the littler ones too.
Yeah, that ICOM handheld is nice.
Not that I'm into DMR or anything, but the Anytone UV2 Plus DMR handheld, that's a nice little radio too. That's the new one, probably.
Well, I'm still a rookie. All I know is ICOM. I don't know the Yaesu or Anytone stuff. I should try a couple out, actually.
Yeah, I've always liked, I've got, well, this one here is the TYT that I've got sitting, mounted in the car, running it through, gets a little 5 watts out, but it does tri-band 220 and 440 and 2 meters, so I've got that with a tri-band antenna on the fender, and it works pretty good. It's only 5 watts out, but it, it usually has no problems with the hitting the repeater.
Yeah, good stuff. I got the, I don't know, I just went with ICOM. I didn't know what I was even buying when I first bought my first radio and just stuck with the brand.
I used to be a Kenwood guy, but Kenwood hasn't been really putting out a lot lately. You know, they've got their standby, you know, their old, their transceivers that have been around for, you know, years now. They're nice transceivers, you know, for the HF. They're putting out a lot more, I think, for the 2 meter FM and 2 meter digital voice. But I've got my I got a Yaesu FT991A, and I've got a ICOM 705. They're both shack in the boxes, and then I've got my other is a Yaesu FT70D, which is, they're all nice radios. When you start holding on to the good ones, like you got the ICOM there and everything like that, you know, you can really tell the difference between that and the Balfang.
Oh, no doubt. I do like my Balfang, though. It's great for just, you know, working around the building and stuff.
If you drop it and break it, you haven't lost a lot. But that is a nice thing about it. But, like I say, this little TYT I've got here, it worked awesome. It's, like I say, I've got it, it's basically permanently plugged into the power. I've got the battery replacement on it, so you can get, instead of using a battery, it uses the 12 volts to the cigarette lighter. And, external antenna on the car, and it works pretty good. Anyways, I'm going to have to get inside here. I'm going to have to go start work for the day. Humbug. Anyways, have a good one. Enjoy your landscaping job there. It's a good day to do it. VE 7 Lima Golf Tango 73.
You bet. Work safe, Larry. Thanks for coming back. 7LGT, this is V7 Whiskey Tango Mike 73, monitoring.